Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of Uber Technologies, Inc., you know, the ride-hailing giant that's also making waves in food delivery and autonomous vehicles. I'm excited to break down their financials, recent performance, and where I think this stock could be headed. So, grab a coffee, stick around, and let's get into it. All right, let's set the stage. Uber isn't just about getting you from point A to point B anymore. They've evolved into a massive platform connecting drivers, riders, and even food delivery through Uber Eats. With operations in over 70 countries, they've got a huge global footprint. And lately, they've been pushing hard into autonomous vehicle tech and new partnerships. Today, we'll unpack their business model, crunch the numbers, and see if Uber stock is a buy for your portfolio. So, a quick look at who Uber is for those who might not be fully up to speed. Founded in 2009 and headquartered in San Francisco, Uber Technologies, Inc. operates proprietary tech apps that power ride-hailing, food delivery, and freight services. They've got over 31,000 employees worldwide and are led by CEO Dara Khosrowshahi. Their mission? To create opportunity by setting the world in motion. They're a key player in the software application space within the broader technology sector, and their scale is massive with a market cap of about $145 billion as of the latest data. Let's talk revenue, where the money's coming from. In 2024, Uber reported total revenue of nearly $44 billion, a solid 20% jump year over year based on their full year figures. Breaking it down by segment, their mobility business, that's ride hailing, brought in about $25.1 billion, making up the lion's share. Delivery through Uber Eats contributed $13.8 billion, and freight added another $5.1 billion. Geographically, the United States and Canada are their biggest markets at $23.6 billion, followed by Europe, the Middle East, and Africa at $12.5 billion. Asia-Pacific and Latin America round out the rest with $5 billion and $2.8 billion, respectively. What stands out here is the growth in delivery. Food and essentials are becoming a huge part of their story, diversifying away from just rides. Now, on to earnings. Uber's Q4 2024 results showed some mixed signals. They posted strong revenue growth, as I mentioned, but their EPS missed expectations slightly, which led to a dip in the stock price post-earnings. For the full year 2024, net income was an impressive $9.9 billion, translating to a diluted EPS of $4.56. That's a massive turnaround from just a couple of years ago when they were deep in the red. Gross bookings also hit a record, up 22% year over year to $193 billion in Q4 2025, based on recent reports. Adjusted EBITDA rose 35% to $8.7 billion, showing solid operational leverage. However, their guidance for the next quarter was a bit tepid, which has some investors cautious. The takeaway? Uber's growth is undeniable, but they're still navigating profitability consistency and market expectations. Diving into some insights from their latest earnings call for Q4 2024, management highlighted a few key points. They emphasized the strength in gross bookings, particularly in mobility and delivery, as consumer demand remains robust. They also noted ongoing investments in autonomous vehicle tech, with partnerships like Baidu in Dubai for driverless rides gaining traction. On the flip side, they acknowledged headwinds from foreign exchange rates and the costs tied to scaling new markets and tech. Their focus seems to be balancing growth with profitability, which is a tightrope, but they sound confident about long-term opportunities in urban mobility. Let's get into the nitty-gritty of their financial statements. Looking at 2025 full-year numbers, Uber reported revenue of $52 billion, up from $43.9 billion in 2024. Gross profit came in at $20.7 billion, and operating income jumped to $5.6 billion, a sign they're finally turning the corner on profitability after years of losses. Net income for 2025 was a whopping $10.1 billion, with a diluted EPS of $4.71. On the balance sheet, total assets grew to $61.8 billion, with cash and equivalents at $7.7 billion, giving them a decent liquidity cushion. Total liabilities stand at $33.7 billion, with a debt-to-equity ratio of about 0.5, which isn't overly concerning. Free cash flow for 2025 was strong at $9.8 billion, up from $6.9 billion in 2024, showing they're generating real cash to fund growth. Their current ratio of 1.14 suggests they can cover short-term obligations, though it's not overly robust. Overall, the financial health looks much improved, but they've still got a ways to go to strengthen that balance sheet further. All right, let's talk valuation. Uber's current price-to-earnings ratio for trailing 12 months is around 14.4, which seems reasonable for a growth stock in the tech space. Their price-to-sales ratio is 2.8, again not crazy high compared to peers. Looking at forward PE estimates, analysts peg 2025 at about 13.2, dropping to 10.3 by 2030, suggesting the stock could be undervalued if they hit those earnings targets. Enterprise value is roughly $151 billion, factoring in debt, and their free cash flow yield of 6.7% is attractive for long-term investors. Compared to the industry average PE of 65.4 for software application companies, Uber looks like a relative bargain. But keep in mind, growth expectations and execution risks play a big role here. Let's break down Uber through a SWOT lens: strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Starting with strengths, their financial performance is a standout. Strong revenue growth and improving profitability show they're finally getting a handle on their business model. Their global scale and brand recognition are massive advantages too. On the weakness side, they're still facing regulatory hurdles in many markets, and profitability isn't consistent across all segments. High operational costs, especially in tech R&D for autonomous vehicles, are a drag as well. Opportunities? The push into autonomous mobility and partnerships like with Baidu in Dubai could be game changers. Plus, expanding delivery services as consumer habits shift is a big growth area. Threats include intense competition from Lyft, DoorDash, and others, plus economic downturns that could hit discretionary spending on rides or food delivery. Regulatory risks also loom large, as cities worldwide tighten rules on gig economy platforms. Overall, Uber's got a strong foundation, but plenty of challenges to navigate. Looking at recent performance, Uber's stock has had a rough patch. Over the past week, it's down 2.3%, and over the last month, it's taken a hit of nearly 17%. Zooming out, the past 3 months show a decline of 23.4%, and year-to-date, it's down 10.5%. However, over a five-year horizon, it's up almost 16%, reflecting long-term growth despite volatility. Compared to the broader tech sector, which is up 17.4% over 5 years, Uber's lagged a bit, and it's underperformed the software application industry's 24.2% gain in the same period. Short term, the chart shows bearish momentum with the stock trading below key moving averages. If you're considering a short-term move, I'd wait for a break above resistance around $73 to confirm any reversal. Recent trading saw it dip as low as $73.51. So, what's the bottom line on Uber? They're a company in transition, finally profitable on a consistent basis with strong revenue growth, especially in delivery. Their push into autonomous vehicles and global expansion are exciting, but regulatory risks and competition can't be ignored. Valuation-wise, the stock looks fairly priced with room to grow if they execute well. For long-term investors, I think Uber has potential as a core holding in the tech and mobility space, but I'd keep an eye on those short-term headwinds. What do you think? Bullish or bearish on Uber? Drop your thoughts in the comments, hit that like button if you found this helpful, and subscribe for more deep dives like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll catch you in the next one.